Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, I don't even know how I'm supposed to keep it together right now, because yes, this is dropping next week, but OMG, Beyonce's album released last night at midnight, and I can't even process anything else.
I saw that you bought it because you posted it on your story.
Obby.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
I listened to the whole thing.
I have to do that.
It was so annoying. Because we were filming last night, and so I'm sitting there and cameras are up, and I'm like, oh, we're gonna need to like allow me to get on my phone real quick because I need to download it. And then we filmed until pretty late.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there and I'm like, you're working right now. This is real life. We're gonna care about what the fuck is going on
right
here. But all I wanted to do was get in my car and blast the entire album, because when Break My Soul was the only song that she had released from it, I manifest to that song.
I know. I smell the sage. I hear bumping upstairs, and I go up. Oh, it's manifesting time.
It's manifesting time. And I look at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, yes, yes, sage in hand. Fuck everybody but me, motherfuckers.
Yes, no, but Beyonce's albums are. I'm sure every artist does this, but I know she's said it before, where she makes her albums a story. She obviously starts...
This is just part one.
Yeah, starts... there's part two? Whoa.
It is a body of work. Yeah. She's been working on it for 3 years, okay?
Wow.
There is nobody like her. And I am loving the fact that in one of her photos, she's like laying down all sexy and has pasties on.
No.
Yes.
That's like, it? Just pasties?
No, but like she has like some sort of little jacket on, but she's like laid out on her side and has little glitter pasties on. And I was like, that is Queen B. Beyonce all on our mouths like liquor. I can't get enough. Can I tell you the first time I saw Beyonce? I'm going to let you get a word in, I promise.
No, live? Because I'm actually dying to hear this.
My mom and her friends and their kids, who were my friends, obviously, you know, the gang.
Yeah.
From back home. I opened my birthday present, and it was tickets to see Destiny's Child. This is throwback, all right? Okay. We're talking like LaToya Luckett. So it's at the fairgrounds, the Salt Lake Fair, okay?
Oh.
Salt Lake City Fairgrounds.
Yeehaw.
Literally bleachers and fold-out chairs.
Destiny's Child was playing there. Yeah, yes. I guess what they were.
Yes. And I walked up to the front and I touched her hand. She touched my fucking hand.
Beyonce?
Yes.
And Lala.
It's a fairground. It was like I just walked down from the bleachers. They obviously told me I had to go back to my bleacher.
Yeah. To my bleacher.
We didn't have the funds for the fold outs. I'm just kidding. It was literally like, I think it was just like first come, first serve. Like, here's your ticket. There's no
seating general chart. Admission or whatever.
You just roll in and sit down.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And they were so good. But then you've obviously seen Beyonce solo.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
What'd you think?
She's just a talent that is unmatched. Mm-hmm. I don't think there will be another Beyonce between like her vocals, her ability to dance, her... It's stunning. She's absolutely one of the most beautiful women aesthetically, where it's like she's just the whole package. I just don't think there will be another one like her in my lifetime.
Right. All hail the queen.
Absolutely.
No, she's incredible. I've never seen her live.
You are fucking up.
Never seen her live. She was in Nashville. Tickets sold out.
Immediately.
So quick. I literally got on within minutes. Gone.
Damn.
So I've never seen her live, but one day.
One
is
day.
She even touring right now? No.
No.
No, no, no. You'd know if she was touring. One day, but I do watch her on YouTube.
Well, that's what I was doing before we started. Was just looking at her. Oh, there.
There we see.
Just right there when I opened my phone. Okay. I'm excited for today because we're talking about what our listeners have said about the podcast and what they want to see.
Yeah. So you guys sent, here's the deal. We appreciate all the DMs that were sent. There were a lot more sent than I thought we were going to get.
Really?
So what I think we'll do, I'll go through them in order because that's the only fair way. And we probably won't get to them all. So if you're like, oh my God, I sent a DM. Yeah, there was a lot. There was so many listeners like excited for feedback. And they would start it off by being like, this is so great. I'm so glad you guys are asking for feedback. Here's what I think. And then,
okay.
Yeah.
And it was long.
The well, feedback some was are long, some are short. I quickly scrolled through them because I was like, okay, we have a lot. So we're going to get to, I figured like, let's just go in order.
James Kennedy's calling me on the phone right now.
Do you want to answer on speaker?
No, I'm too nervous. It's filming time. I don't want to know what you want. Let's see. Hello, James.
Hello.
What's going on, my love?
We're filming today.
I know. I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm finishing up a podcast. Can I call you as soon as I'm done?
Yeah.
Say hi to my listeners, though.
Hey, what's up? Give them Lala Squad.
All right, I love you. I'll call you later. All right, bye.
He's funny. Today's going to be exciting. So you guys are filming together today.
Yes.
Exciting.
Love a scene with James Kennedy.
Cool.
Just feels so effortless. But you know what? Filming this show does feel effortless because I'm hanging out with a bunch of my friends.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask. Do you, when you film, because obviously, you know, like they have to tell you like, hey, we're going to show up with cameras today. Do you feel like it's work or do you feel like the cameras are around? But I'm literally just like, yeah, I'm going to dinner with my friends.
No, I get so excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's just like chilling. We filmed a girls' night out and I was like, this is, I like filming the show because I'm such a homebody that like if it was just like a girls' night out where someone wasn't forcing me to go, like I would probably stay. And not that I'm forced to go and do anything, but it's like, okay, it is a reality TV show and this is my real life, but it's also my job.
Right, right.
So I'm held accountable. It's like, you have to show up because yes, this is real life, but you also have a contract involved. So like this is the drill. So it gets me out.
Right,
you know?
Right, yes. Which is nice.
It is. Otherwise, you know, I tend to cancel a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I want to fix that. I'm just such, nothing sounds better to me than watching Housewives and laying in my bed.
I mean, you're preaching to the choir here.
I know. That's why, we're like still on the same page, Jess.
We were on tour and it was Sheena and Brock's night in like what, Atlanta?
Yeah.
And they were like,
they wanted to go out, right?
I was trying to like sneak out because I was like, yeah, you guys go out and have fun. Like, I'm just going to clean up. And Lala did not let me get away with it. She's like, no, you're coming out. It's not going to be for long. And I was like, yeah, but no, I've got stuff to do. And she didn't let me. And you know what? I ended up having a nice time.
Well, I like being around you.
Oh, I like being
around
you.
Did you feel forced?
No, I didn't feel forced. I was like, okay, I'll go.
I like someone with me who feels the same way I do.
Right.
You know, because we aborted mission at the same time. We looked at each other and it was like,
it's time to go.
We consumed one sushi roll, time to leave.
Or I'll do like the classic, like, how you feeling? Are you ready to, you ready? Like, I do that to Kyle too. I'm like, after an hour at a party or something, I'm like, how you feeling? Margo's got it. She really needs us right now.
I just really like being at my house.
Yeah, I feel you.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, no glue manis, and press-on falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The press-on falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress no glue manis and Impress no glue press-on falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
All right.
Okay. So, like I said, you guys, we're going in order, starting with Katie. Katie, you're the first message, so congrats. Katie said, I love the episode with your mom and brother. I replied to a story of Jess's right after I listened, telling her it was my favorite yet. It was so great to hear you in your element and joking with your fam. So wonderful to hear you so happy after the hell you've been through recently, and I'm sure are still going through. I'd love more episodes like these.
Okay. I love that.
Okay.
Because for me, like, I'm happiest when I'm in my element, which is when I'm surrounded by people I feel safe with. And I have such fond memories of being a kid and living back in Utah before. You know, I really just enjoyed being a kid. And I go back to those moments all the time. And, yeah, like, I really miss them. So for me to be able to, like, reminisce about, you know, the guinea pig ruffles or, like, the way we used to travel.
Guinea pig ruffles. R.I.P.
No one makes me laugh like Easton.
Easton and your mom.
So funny. People went insane over his laugh. They were like, please have him back on because all I want to hear is his laugh.
Well, he's like bright and like he's always like, I just, he'll, no matter what, even if he's in a bad mood or he's like, I'm not feeling it. Like him being around you will just like lift your energy.
100%.
Yeah. That's how he is. Wait, you guys, I'm starting a tally. So it's, I'm doing personal episodes. That means like friends and family. Keep the same. So that would be exactly how she has it. And
you really doing a tally?
Yes. And then the listeners will know.
I'm shocked you're not a Virgo.
Really?
100%.
Wow. I'm such a Leo. I can make anything about me when I want to.
Oh.
But I know when to like shut it off. But I can make anything about me. I'm like, this is my time to shine. And Kyle's like, we're at the vet. Margo's like, in the hospital. What are you doing? And I'm like, it's a scene time. No, it's not good. But I'm working on it. Okay.
That's so funny.
Okay. Brenna. I like the more personal ones where you just chat with people you're close to, more Lala, less formal. I am guilty of sometimes listening to like halfway through the ones with guests I'm not really interested in. I stop after Lala and Jess finish their catch up.
I'm going to be totally honest right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anyone to judge me because this is a public forum that I own. Okay.
Okay.
I'll make notes as I'm doing the episode and I'm like, that's got to go.
Yeah.
That's got to go. Jesus, that's going to need to fucking come out because sacrilegious.
You sound like my dad.
I do?
Yes. I say, oh my God. And he goes, taking the Lord's name in vain. Oh, don't do that.
I know. I have to stop saying it because I don't want Ocean to say the Lord's name in vain either.
Oh my God.
I always say, oh my God. And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
That's so cute.
Yeah, because my mom always told me that it's, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wild. Okay. So that is another point for personal episodes.
Okay.
Next one. This is from Amy. Just listening to the most recent pod. My favorite podcasts are when Lala feels comfortable and can be goofy, if that makes sense. The one with her mom and brother was absolutely hilarious and heartwarming. And I also love when Jess is on. Shout out to my girl, Amy. It would be great to see her in more interviews. I didn't read this before, you guys. I just love when you can be yourself, Lala, and we learn more about you both.
But by the way, I loved really that episode sweet. Too because you shared the story about
Balto. Poor Bim. Raising up from the dead. Poor thing.
I like going back to moments like that that are so traumatizing.
So traumatizing.
And then you look back on them and are like, no, it's so scary. Like I think about the time that I was on the phone with my mom. I was like, young as a motherfucker, okay? So young.
Okay.
And Issa was very young too. Old enough to walk upstairs on his own, but like definitely a little child.
Okay.
And I'm on the phone with my mom in my mom's bedroom, and I hear my grandpa, who was babysitting us, screaming. And Easton comes up with his little curly blonde hair and tells me that Bob is on fire. So I tell my mother, I can't talk right now because Bob's on fire. Gotta go.
What? Who's Bob?
My grandpa.
On fire.
My mom's dad. Yes. He had started a pot of tea.
Okay.
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 Turned around. His shirt lit on fire. My mom had just gotten new carpet and he didn't want to ruin it. So he ran to the garage, stopped, dropped, and rolled. And when I was down there, I ran downstairs, no, it's crazy, Jessica.
He's on fire. He's like, I will burn to save your mom's carpet.
That's what was so sad. Aww. And so we took his shirt off, right? And I had learned in school that you want to put on a shirt that is breathable.
Okay.
So I went up to my dad's closet and I found a shirt that was breathable, so like a cotton shirt. But his scar turned out to be in the shape of a camel. And my grandmother loved camels.
Wait, he got burned.
Third degree fucking burn. Oh my, he was literally on fire. His entire back. Yes.
Oh, did his hair burn?
And I don't remember his hair burning, but it was like third degree on his back.
Holy cow.
My mom came home, rushed him to the emergency room. No.
That's traumatizing to be around, but now you look back
We laugh at the part where I said to my mom, can't talk right now, Mom. Bob's on fire. Click. I think my mom was like,
poor Bob. But that is the story. At least Bob didn't, it wasn't worse.
Oh my God.
But third degree burns is pretty bad.
No, it was horrible. But in the shape of a camel, what are the chances of a scar being in the shape of a camel? And his wife, my grandma, Mimi. Loved. Yeah, Mimi and Bob.
That's cute.
How cute, right?
Yeah.
She loved camels.
That's so cute. It was meant to be that, maybe not that he caught on fire, but it was meant to be that it was a camel. Okay, next one, you guys. Let's see.
Did that just get dark again?
No, it didn't get dark.
Okay, good.
Okay, Laura. I listened to your recent podcast about how you should structure the podcast as a whole. I really like giving a life update for like 10 minutes. I also like when you interview people, but I would still make sure that you give your life update on those podcasts. One of the problems is, and it's talked a lot about in the Juicy Scoop Facebook page, is your assistant, Jess. Okay, Laura.
Wait, let's hear. We're spoken about on Juicy Scoop.
First off, you guys are talking about me on Juicy Scoop. Thank you very much.
Wait, what do they say?
Okay, she said, obviously, she's a lovely and smart woman. Thanks, Laura. However, she is way too agreeable with you. Okay, fuck off. No, I'm just kidding. She's way too agreeable with you. Too silly and cutesy and kind of dull and boring. She could be an assistant, but I have no clue why she's your co-host.
Well, let's address that.
Also, I feel It's almost done. Also, I feel like your podcast should be a little more juicy. They can be a little bit boring, and it would be fun to give some more juicy content. Sheena does that. She mixes it up a lot.
You know what? And Sheena's always in hot water. Everyone is always coming to her saying, stop using my life to get clicks. This podcast is not for me to blindside anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm not sitting here trying to get clicks. I'm not sitting here trying to make headlines.
Right.
I am creating a safe space. This is not a reality TV show. If you want juicy scoop, you can take your ass elsewhere. This is a positive. The rest of my life is a giant pot of juicy shit.
Right.
This is where I come. We keep it light. We keep it fun. We keep it positive. I will always tell you juicy scoops about my own life. Sometimes I do have dull days.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly not going to be the podcast where you come to get your daily tea on other people.
Right,
it
right.
It ain't happening.
And you know what, Laura? I hear you. And I don't necessarily, I definitely like cutesy and bubbly. And but I think sometimes that people, you guys, I just, listen, Lala and I disagree on things plenty of the time. A lot of times it's off the podcast. And I think that I'd like people to understand. I'm like, love Lala. We're friends. But this is Give Them Lala podcast. And this is nothing Lala's said. This is just I set boundaries for myself all the time. So this is I created this for myself. It's Give Them Lala podcast. When I was brought on, it was during a time where it was like, last minute, hey, like, I love talking to you. Can you be on the other side of this mic?
Well, the person that I was co-hosting with turned out to be a vile, demonic human who take the cheating out of it. I don't associate with people like him at all.
Yes.
So to be sitting here bumping gums on a podcast,
and
it ended abruptly. And what am I, have a conversation with myself for the next, until I find a co-host?
Yes.
I dig Jess. I felt like she would be the perfect person to come in, fill in. Who knows what this podcast is going to look like in the future. But my life since 9 months ago has been, we're either sinking or we're swimming.
Right.
And we decided that we're strong motherfuckers and we're going to swim. And we don't know how we're going to pull it off, but it's going to be business as usual. No matter who we pull in, no matter what we got to move around, that's what it is.
Yeah. And I almost feel like, not a listener, but I'm here on, and just to make it clear, like, Lala's talking about something. If she starts talking about something and then goes off and talks about something else, I feel like maybe it's my job to be like, okay, you were just saying this though, because I also want to hear these things. Like, we work a lot during the day. So when we do the podcast and Lala starts talking about her life, I'm like, oh, fill me in. Like, that's kind of our catch-up time anyway. So this is like, I'm trying to help you guys out. Lala says something, I'm like, oh, yes, let's hear more about that. That's the vibe.
Well,
and
by the way,
I like that vibe.
I make all the fucking sense in the world.
Yeah, Lala makes the most sense.
If you don't agree with me, you're certainly not going to be sitting across from me. Let me break this down. Jessica was hired as my assistant.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to bring someone in and say, you're my assistant, but I need you to disagree and have strong opinions on everything. Now, granted, in the last few months, you have proven to be an epic asset to just the brand overall. And you and I have had many times where we disagree.
Yeah.
You think that the brand should go one way. I don't feel like we're ready to do that. We disagree all the time. But why would I bring that to the podcast? The podcast is supposed to be fun, lighthearted. Let's laugh. I'm not looking to battle my assistant on my fucking podcast.
That's just not the vibe. Like, it's not gonna be. And I get it. You know, you guys want drama. I get it. But like, if we're gonna disagree, it's gonna be conversations off the podcast. Like, we disagree on light things, and you'll hear it. I'm not gonna be like, yes, absolutely, if she says something that's like, oh, wait a second, pause. But that's just not the vibe. And I like it, and it works for us. And I hear you.
But you know what? You people know. I think people look at me and it's all Vanderpump Rules, and I understand that, where I have a strong opinion all the time. This podcast is for me to be able to show my life and what I deal with and who I am in a different dynamic. I don't want to bring that type of energy. It takes a strong person, and it takes a lot of energy to film a reality TV show.
Right.
You got to be on. You got to have a lot of opinions. You're dealing with a lot of different personalities. It's exhausting.
Right.
I don't have a desire to bring that to this type of podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said this. This podcast is to keep it light, Let's keep it sexy. Let's keep it fun. If you're looking for a juicy scoop,
mm-hmm.
then you can go hit up Heather McDonald's podcast. I can give you great recommendations on where people are deep diving into spilling the tea.
Yeah.
Right here, it's not going to happen. I don't right. feel comfortable with it.
And I'm here to support Lala. So it sounds Thank like, you. Yeah. So I will put Fire Jess as one, and we've got one mark for that. So let's see how many more. So, okay. Heather, love the pod. I listen every Wednesday morning on my hike, especially love the episodes more when it's you and your friends or family giving us the insight on your life. More of that, please. And Jess is so awesome. What a great message to read after that one. Would love to get to know her more too. Heather, thank you.
See, I agree.
There's another one for personal friends and family. People love that.
That's what I love too, yeah. though.
Okay, next one. Brie, I love the episodes where it's just Lala and Jess. I love hearing all about Lala and mommyhood and her life. Less interviews and more shooting the breeze, please. The episode with your mom and brother was the best. Love you, Lala.
You know what? I love that too. And I can talk about motherhood on this podcast.
Yeah.
Because it's incredible. And my kid is going through a phase where she is smacking the shit out of me. And I don't get it because I take her to like mommy and me classes, and I don't want other moms to be like, your kid will not stop hitting the other kids. You can't come here anymore. Like, yeah. I don't want it to get to that point. Being a mom is like, it just, it's amazing. And she's biting the shit out of me again. I don't know how to stop that.
She's biting again?
Yes.
She's got those teeth now. Yes.
I went to filming last night and everyone was like, ooh. And I was like, yeah, Ocean. Like, it's not from anything fun. It's literally her biting and ripping back.
No.
Yes, and she waits for like a laugh.
A laugh. Yep, you can tell. I haven't seen the bite, but when she goes to hit, you can tell she's got a big smile on her face. Yes. She's not being rude. You can tell she definitely has gotten laughs from that before.
Well, I gotta shut that down because I'll be damned if the moms are like, so we've had a conversation and you're not allowed in the classes anymore because Ocean just won't stop beating the shit out of all the other kids.
That happens too. I used to babysit a kid like that and I felt bad, but he'd hit all the time.
I know.
And the moms like would conveniently not invite us to play dates.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, you guys, so sweet. I'm scrolling through now because I'm just finding ones with like different, hey, Lala and team, this is from Tanya. I think you should continue with what you do now. Wow, our first. Have some interviews and some not. Maybe do some listener questions and things like that, which are the voicemail segments. What you're already doing is great, so keep up the awesomeness. So that's Tanya. Oh, I love Tanya.
She loves the gray area. She's a good happy medium. How do you feel about the bangs today, Jess?
I love the bangs, and I wanted to say it this morning, but I'll say it on the podcast because, you know, I never really compliment you, and I'm never that nice to you on the podcast. I never agree with you, so I'll say it here. Your bangs look amazing today,
Lala.
I mean,
granted, I asked you. But do they really?
No, they do. They're less wispy than last time. Like, they look a little more full, which I like.
I cut them a little.
You did?
Yeah.
It looks like a little more natural and less wispy. Okay. It looks a little more bangs and less I just put a couple pieces out.
I heard they're called fringe.
That's what they are. Fringe. I love the fringe.
Well, thanks.
I need the fringe, you guys. My forehead is a 8 head, but it is what it is.
You would look really cute with a little bangage.
I know, but it's with a little. It's hard to take care of. You can clip them back. That's my problem. If I get those, I'm not clipping them back. Then you have this giant whiteboard of a forehead. So true. I kind of just have to have like these side bangs.
I kind of love them the way they are right now.
Thanks.
I actually love them a lot.
Okay, Caitlin, just you chatting. No interviews. I always turn them off. No shade. Now, so Caitlin's saying just you the whole time. So that's just Lala we have one for. How do you feel about that? Are you like, I need some people?
No, I don't want to. It sounds exhausting to sit here and talk to myself for 35 to 45 minutes.
Right. Trudy.
That's when I truly go insane.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to have someone. Trudy says, favorite episodes are the ones with people closest to you, friends, family, and castmates. This is our first castmates. We want to know what's going on in your life and all the tea.
Can I tell you something that's such a huge bummer?
What?
We talked about this already, but I recorded the podcast with Katie, and it was so effortless and amazing, and we talked about everything from, like, injections to what the vibe is for this season. And I don't know what happened, but Jessica wasn't here to record it, and obviously it went missing.
Well, the intro was there, so great. I think you guys were just recorded over it. Something happened, because there was an intro. Someone did something right, but then someone did something wrong.
It was definitely me that did something wrong. Katie records all of her podcasts by herself every single time, and I don't.
And then when our producer was here at the office helping us set up, I was looking and couldn't
find it. It's not there.
Yeah.
What makes me nervous is that I'm pretty worthless without Jessica now. Like,
not true.
If she were to be like, I'm leaving town for the next 3 weeks, you have to get podcasts done, I'd be like, yeah,
no.
That's a problem. I wouldn't even know where to start.
My dad always said, make yourself at work. Always make yourself indisposable? Yes, because disposable is I could take her or leave her. Indisposable is I need her.
Yeah. But then I've also been told with my employees, never make them feel indisposable.
Really?
Yeah. They're wild. Like, you don't want them to think that you need them.
Well, I know I know she doesn't need me, but it's helpful when I'm around.
It's extremely helpful.
Yeah. So Brooke says, listening to this podcast makes my day so much better. I love your podcasts that are just you two girls having a kiki. Makes me feel like I'm part of the girls club.
Ooh, what does that mean? She loves a good kiki.
What does that mean?
It means that, like, we sit here and we just bum gums and we're kikiing it. Like,
what's a kiki? K-I-K-I. What is that? Is that just like a convo? Is that something specific or is it just like a saying?
It's like if you sit there and you say, like, I just want to sit here and kiki with you. It means I just want to sit here and shoot the shit and do our little thing. It's a positive thing.
Okay.
It's a positive thing. It's you and your girl.
Yeah.
And you're like shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit. Okay. So that's a personal. Have Ariana on, please. Marissa says that.
Okay.
She'd be a good one.
She'd be a great one. She's so fun and cute. And
yes.
I feel like I don't want to get in trouble by anybody, but I feel like I am in a good position with my friends this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't want to say, here's the thing is I had someone say, do you feel like your situation has humbled you? Not the word.
Okay.
It ain't the word.
No.
Humbling someone is you've been knocked on your ass and you... humbled does not feel like the word. I feel like it shed a lot of, this is my favorite word right now, perspective and understanding that things aren't always as they appear to you. There's a lot of nuances and situations. And even though you know, like Brock is a prime example. And we're getting him on the podcast. We're going to have him come here and have a little squash the beef. I'm going to let him have his moment to like really tell his side of things, because right. I think that's important. And I don't know that he got to do that last year. And I've seen him be incredible to my friend. And, you know, I think we all have a past of things that we maybe would have done differently.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't feel like my situation has humbled me. I think it's made me realize what is worth my time, who needs to get out of my life. I think it's shed a lot of light on, you know, love bombing, manipulation. And I just wouldn't use that word.
I don't think, just being around you, I wouldn't use that word either. Do you think your view on relationships has changed?
Yes. My view on relationships has definitely changed. I see a sea of red flags everywhere.
Mm.
I don't really give many men the time of day. I keep it very surface level, whereas before my guard was down. My guard is completely up. I don't need you. I actually don't even really care if you're around me or not. I don't care if I end up with my mom and my kid at the end of the day. If that's where I feel safe, that's where I want to be. It has made me view the world very differently. And it's going to take a lot of time for me. You know, after there's resolution, there's no resolution right now. When I get resolution, I'll be able to go and reflect on what has happened and work on the trauma. But right now, I am in fight mode to the fullest. And I view the world very differently than I once did.
Mm-hmm.
And I view men very differently than I once did. And I don't want to be that person who looks at men and goes, ugh, that's not me, but that's where I'm at right now. You know, I can look at a dude and appreciate if he's looking good or whatever. But as far as letting him into my space,
mm-hmm.
very, very protective of my energy, my time, and I just don't trust anybody. And that happens when, you know, I had this conversation with Raquel. I've had it with Katie. When you, no matter what the demise looks like and why things didn't work out, whether it's a friendship or a relationship, you know, when you are invested in that way where you feel so safe and then you just see it crumble before your eyes, it is triggering, mm-hmm. because you start realizing, if this person could do that to me and I chose to burn that bridge, I can burn any bridge in town.
Right.
Like me having to go through what I went through and burning that bridge with he whose name we shall not mention, burning a bridge with a friend or anyone who I thought was a friend is the easiest shit in the world. You're done. Don't call me. I don't need you around me. Like, this is what it is. Let the horse rest in peace.
If you looking at it in that way, do you also think, if I fucking got through this past year, I can get through anything?
Oh, I'm unbreakable, baby.
Yeah.
I am unbreakable. I'm unstoppable. I'm just getting started. I haven't even finished the fucking job. If you think we are a fucking Bugatti, baby.
Right.
And we're in a state with no speed limit. If you are on the receiving end of me, we're just getting started, honey. So buckle the fuck up. All right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You think that was the end of it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey. Oh. No.
Yes. Okay. love that. We're going to read a couple more. Again, you guys, thank you. There's like a ton. I was just going in order, but you guys are the best.
I love a good tangent.
I love a good tangent. I love a good tangent.
Comparing myself and the speed of me to a Bugatti.
And there's no speed limit. That's what I love.
We're in fucking Montana, motherfucker. All right. Are there speed limits there? I'm pretty sure a lot of people go really fast there because
in Montana?
Certain places.
I mean, who knows? Who knows? Okay. Love these long ones, guys, but I'm looking now for, okay. This one, I like hearing more of Lala, just talking about her life and talking to her friends and family. I'll be honest, when she has other guests, I usually end up turning it off after her and Jessica talk in the beginning. That is from Nicole. Okay. We love a truth.
I love a good truth.
Personal, friends and family, Tally.
Don't hold back.
Alyssa said, I love you and your podcast and watching Vanderpump. I definitely love the beginning of the podcast with you and Jess, along with Vanderpump cast members. There's another. And people in your life. No random interviews, please. So personal. Another one. And cast. I think, like you mentioned, Brock will be coming on.
Yeah. Can soon. I tell you, though, I love that Heather McDonald, even though she spills the juicy scoop, and mm-hmm. I love her podcast. It's one of very few that I listen to.
Yeah.
But she kind of recycles the same epic guests to sit there and shoot the shit with her.
Right.
And I love it. Like, her format is fantastic. She's done, you know, she's like an OG of the podcast space. Mm-hmm. And when I say recycle, I'm a recycler. Like, I love a good recycle, right? So that's that is not meant to be a dig, if anything.
Yeah.
But she just brings in, she has really great banter with, like, Justin Martindale, for example.
Yeah,
she has him on a lot. And it's just so interesting to listen to. And I think when you become familiar with someone, it's nice when they, like, pop in.
Yes.
The other thing that I don't have, when they say spill, I want you to give more of a juicy scoop.
Yeah.
I'm not a Perez Hilton. I'm not a Heather McDonald. I'm someone in the public eye on a reality TV show. Mm-hmm. And I'm in no way considered a quote unquote star, but I am someone who, if I say certain things, it's not just coming from a gossip podcast or magazine. It's coming from Lala Kent slam so-and-so. It becomes personal. I don't want it.
Yes.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
But I think, you know what's very awesome? Most of the, actually, I'm literally scrolling through. Oh, this is last one I want to read. I was scrolling through quickly, but I did see at least three of these. I would love a full episode on Lala's sobriety journey and tips and tricks when you're first starting the sober lifestyle. I actually did see a few of those.
Let's do that, because there's so many people who are asking for a sober podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is a good one, especially at this stage in my sobriety.
Yeah.
Which I love my sobriety more than anything in the world.
Yeah. So you guys, just Lala had 1 point, Fire Jess had 1 point, Keep the Same had 1 point, and Personal Episodes had all the points. So Personal Episodes wins. I think that's great. I think you having people closest to you, I think talking about your stuff, I love that.
But it's got to, like, be more conversational.
Asking for. But it's fun. And I saw this one too, which I can't find, but there's so many. Again, she's from Australia, and she said, I love when you talk about yourself, because I'm sitting here, I'm working my job every day. She worked on a farm, and she said, it allows me to escape for like that 30, 45, 50 minutes. She's like, I just love hearing all about you, what you're doing, your baby, your life. So I think that's a great point.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. All right. I love you guys. I'm digging my bangs. I'm looking in the mirror right now. Ooh, fresh spray tan. Banging. Bang, banging. All right. I love you guys so much. Thank you for weighing in. Jess, I love you. Sorry that someone said that you should be fired. It's not happening. It's not happening. It's just a fucking lifeline. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast, and I will catch y'all next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.